Are you hungry? Good, I'm going to give you some food. And Darlena's not cooking it. Give her a little break right now. The Lord laid a series of some messages on my heart. And I'm going to preach to you from the Bible about the Bible, because I think it's important that we understand what God's Word is all about. And he's given me a few messages that I want to share with you all regarding his word. So I want to begin in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, if you would please. Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'm just going to read the first three verses, and then we'll put our message together from those three verses. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. The Bible tells us, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee this 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for your precious word. And Lord, as we look into your word regarding your word, we pray, Father, that you would open our understanding. Speak to us individually. Speak to us collectively, Father, as a body of Christ, as a piece of that body of Christ, Father. May we fulfill, Father, our part in the body of Christ through your precious word. And we pray, Father, that Jesus Christ would be exalted at this time. In his name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. So in this passage this morning, Moses affirmed that during the wilderness wanderings of the people, God desired to teach his people a lesson. He had something that he wanted them to understand, and that's why they spent 40 years. And sometimes it takes a long time for what God has to say to sink into our brain and into our hearts. He starts speaking, it might have been years ago in your life, and you went through certain things in your life that God caused you to go through to put you where you're at now in your life. And hopefully those things that you went through have drawn you closer to him. And that's what he was trying to tell the children of Israel here in this passage, that he said, "I put you out in the wilderness to wander for 40 years. It took them 40 years to learn a lesson that God wanted them to understand. And it's a sad thing that it takes 40 years. You know, I'm 61 years old, and it took me 60-some years to just slow down a little bit and listen to God. And that's what we all have to do. We get to that point where God will put us where we have no other choice but to listen. And the last thing I want to see is for God to put somebody on their back so they have to listen to what he has to say when he's got something to say. But God's word to us, folks, he says clearly, man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. I like to see people that are overweight spiritually. There's nothing wrong with being overweight when it comes to your spiritual life, folks. You can be as fat as you want to be in the Word of God. And that's what he wants us to do. And he's telling us very clearly here, he told the children of Israel that man will not live, shall not live by bread alone. In other words, they were more interested in where they were going to get their food from than they were from the Word of the Lord. And so you're probably hungry today because, you know, I get physically hungry every now and then. And when I do, my wife feeds me. But when I get spiritually hungry, I go to the Word of God. And this is what God's Word is, folks. It's nutrition for our spirits. And if you're not in the Word of God every single day, then you're missing something. You're stunting your own growth. Folks, you got to stay in the Word of God. You got to open the Bible. And if there's something you need to hear from God, just open it up and just start reading. I don't care where you go to. You can read any part of it. Every bit of it's good. It's good for nutrition. There's something to learn for every one of us here. Moses indicated clearly that what food is to man's physical life, God's word is to our spiritual being. That's what he was trying to say, that you have to open the word of God. You got to listen to what God is saying when he's speaking to your heart. And this truth is vital to our understanding of the passage, which refers to God's word as bread. It refers to it as milk and other parts. There's parts of it that refers to it as meat, and there's another part that refers to it as honey. And I love honey. I can eat honey every single day. I can eat it straight. I can put it in tea. I can put it on pancakes. I can eat honey just any day of the week. I love honey. You can't beat honey. But Job said that he esteemed God's word more than his necessary food. Job said that. He loved the word of God. He wanted to hear from God, and we should be the same way. We're so busy sometimes talking to God that we don't take time to listen to God. And so many times we go through problems, and the problems that define the answer to the problem that you're trying to fix, it's in the Word of God. You don't always have to take, you need to take them to the Lord. All your burdens, take them there and leave them there. But folks, when you do that, pick up the Word of God, because you're going to find He speaks through His Word, through the Bible, right here, this Holy Bible, the KJV Bible that we stand on here at Abundant Life Baptist Church. This is the Word of God, and God is going to speak to your heart through it, and it's nutrition. It makes you strong spiritually. Don't think for 1 minute that you can stand up against the devil without quoting the Word of God. You know, I've talked to people time and time again and say, well, I stood up to the devil the other day and I told him very clearly, blah, 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 blah. You don't do that. Amen. You can't whip the devil without the word of God. Even Micah, Michael the archangel, had to quote the word of God. He had to quote the word of God to be able to defeat the devil. So you got to make sure that you're getting the spiritual nutrition that you need in your life every single day. Don't get so busy in life that you don't have time to let God speak to you. You got to have your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, plain and simple. Now, I said something here a while back when we talked a little bit about, said something about God. God requires 10% of your money. Well, He requires 10% of your time as well. Plain and simple. That's not a hard thing to figure out. If you can give God 10% of every minute, that's only six seconds an hour. I mean, it's not much. Just sit down and figure out 10% of something. That's all God wants. The government wants everything. I mean, He wants all your money. The government does, but God don't want all that. He knows what you need. But He wants you to take that 10% of your time. And just, even if you learn a passage of Scripture, quote it to yourself every day. You know, I told you about my son that one time where he was afraid of thunder and lightning. And he said, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. What time I'm afraid. He kept quoting that over and over when the thunder would strike. The folks, that got him through that. What was it that got him through that fear? It was God's word. Because he was feeding himself on the word of God. And that's what I want. That's what I want each one of us to learn how to do, is to know the word of God. And know where to go in the word of God when you need to be fed. Pick it up and feast on the Word of God, because it's very clear that it's there for a reason. And God said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. You want strength in your life? Listen to the mouth of God. This is his mouthpiece. Don't be afraid to pick it up and learn from it. It's God's holy word. And so this morning I want us to consider a few things concerning spiritual nutrition that we find that is valued in the word of God. And it's important that we understand that. So I want to give you some deductions. Number one, if the Bible is our spiritual food, we may conclude that the Bible is essential for spiritual life. You know, if you quit eating, you're going to die. After so many days, you're just going to die. You're just going to dry up and die. Same thing happens spiritually. Folks, if you're not reading the Bible, if you're not looking into the Word of God, you see, you're not getting fed. The pastor can't feed you 30 minutes a week or an hour a week. How often do you come to church? Some of you come on Sunday mornings. Some of you don't come back on Sunday night. You know, that's between you and the Lord. I'm not going to say anything more about that. Let God work in your hearts on that. But I'm telling you, if you're not reading the Word of God, if you're not keeping God's Word in your life every day, then you're not feeding yourself spiritually, and you're going to starve to death. You can't go on what the pastor says on Sunday morning and Sunday night, and what Brother Dale teaches on Wednesday night, and what Brother Joe teaches on Sunday mornings in Sunday school. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's kind of like saying, I'm going to eat breakfast tomorrow and I'm not going to eat the rest of the week. You can't live like that. You got to have spiritual food. And the Word of God is the nutrition that you need in your life. But every Christian needs a certain minimum amount of food from God's Word to live his life day by day. I don't know how the world goes day by day without the Lord Jesus Christ, without the Word of God in their life. The Bible is clear, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of God. Folks, if you're not reading the Word of God, you can't divide the Word of God, you cannot understand the Word of God, and you're not going to hear God when He does speak. Don't suppress the Holy Spirit by not picking up the food that God gives us. Pick it up. Read it. Listen to what God has to say. If in addition He has a special work for you to do, think about that for a minute. If God has a special work for each one of you to do, He needs special. You need to have special feeding from the Word of God to fulfill the work that God's given you to do. Don't think for one minute you can just get up in the mornings and just go your little way, whichever way you go. And some people aren't morning people. I'm a morning person. I'm up early usually, and that's when I spend my time with the Lord, is early in the mornings. And when God speaks to me the best, sometimes my wife's still in bed. And I'm sitting somewhere in the house, usually out in our little, we got this room. I don't know what we call it. We call it everything from a breezeway to a sitting room to whatever, because there's no TV in there. It's just we got a couch and some chairs, and it used to be a breezeway, but we had it built in, and now it's part of our house, and I'll go out there through my office and go out in this little breezeway, and I'll sit out there because it's quiet, it's peaceful. And sometimes early in the mornings, we got a screen porch on the back of our house that you go out, and you just see back into the open, when you go out there, it's a mountain that goes straight up behind our house, so you sit down there, and you look straight out at the bank, but if you walk out there and you look up, you see right into the wilderness. You see the woods, and it's peaceful and it's quiet. And I know these guys love going out to Camp Jerry because got the same thing out there. It's peaceful. It's quiet. You don't hear the hustle and bustle. You get your mind off of things of this world. But folks, when you pick up the Word of God and you begin to feast on God's Word, there's nothing better than a good candlelight dinner with the Lord Jesus Christ around His Word. And let Him, you know, Jesus said that you're the light of the world. And if you don't pick up the Word of God, which is the light, it's your flashlight, folks. It's not only food, but it's something that lights your way in this world. But you got to have the food in order for you to be strong. Nutritionists have established a minimum daily requirement specified for nutrients and vitamins in the human body. And there needs to be, in the believer's life, nutrition as well. And it's got to come from the Word of God. And if you're not looking into the Word of God, and you're not reading it, and you're not feasting on the pages of God's Word, folks, you're not growing. You're stagnant in your Christian walk if you're not picking up the Word of God. And often we use the excuse of being too busy to spend time. We don't have enough time to read the Word of God. I'm too busy. Got too much going on. Folks, if you're too busy for God, you're too busy. Amen. Slow down. Pick up the Word of God. Take a break once in a while. Pick up God's Word. And believe me, we take time to feed our bodies, do we not? I mean, look at me. I mean, I need to lose a few pounds, and I'm working on that. But I'm not going on no spiritual diet. I'm gonna get fat and sloppy on the Word of God, folks, because that's nutrition. And I want people to know that when I step out and wherever I go, people can look at me and say, "Man, that guy's fat spiritually." You see what I'm saying? I want to be a fat man spiritually, and that's important because that's good nutrition. But here's the problem with that. You can take that fat that you get spiritually and can turn it into spiritual muscle. And you know what? Muscle weighs more than fat does. It really does. And because these bodybuilders and stuff, believe it or not, they're heavy people because muscle weighs more than fat. So you got to exercise what God gives you out of the Word of God. When you get that nutrition, you got to take it out. The only way to exercise the Word of God is to share it with somebody else. Take the gospel to somebody else and share it with them. But you know, Jesus reminded us in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, the same thing that God reminded the nation of Israel back in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And who did He say that to? He said it to the devil. When he was being tempted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, he said to the devil, he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, but man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So what did he do? He had that spiritual nutrition that he could stand up against the temptations of the devil. See, Jesus was tempted the same way that we are, only he didn't sin. Oftentimes when the devil comes our way and he tempts us, we fall into the sin, the temptation. It's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin when you take a hold of that temptation because you haven't feasted on the Word of the God like Jesus did, and you're not able to quote it back to him when you need to have an answer for the devil. If you're going to fight the devil, folks, you got to fight him with the Word of God. You try to do it on your own, you're going to stumble, you're going to fall flat on your face. And that just proves that you have a lack of spiritual nutrition in your life. But God's word is essential not only for the maintenance of our spiritual life, but also for our spiritual growth. We want to grow up in Christ Jesus. Life is one matter, but growth is another matter. You can live your whole life, and you can live a long time in life as a human being without eating a lot. A lot of people, they just don't eat a lot. And some people, they starve to death because they don't eat. And that's a sad thing. And you know, and it's even sadder when Christians starve to death because they're not feasting on the Word of God. Folks, have a hunger for God's Word. Fall in love with God's Word. I remember my brother-in-law one time when we lived in Buchanan. He came in one time for deer season. We always hunted together. And he'd come in and spend a week. He lives up in Dayton, up around Dayton, Ohio, Huber Heights. And he'd come about every year he comes in for deer season. I asked him one time, I said, why don't you hunt in Ohio? The deer are bigger in Ohio. Believe it or not, they are. They don't have the mountains to climb. But anyway, he told me, I got this series of messages. He's a pastor that I've been preaching. It's called Go to the Well. And that whole week I heard every message the man was going to preach or ever preached about going to the well. And every time you say something to him, he'd say, go to the well, brother, go to the well. And he was trying to make a point. You know, you can feast on the Word of God. You can drink the Word of God. You can eat the Word of God. You can grow through the Word of God. And Jesus reminded us of that, and he reminded the devil of that. But God's Word is essential. Life is one matter. Like I said, life's one matter. Growth is another. There is no growth without adequate food, folks. If you're not feasting on the Word of God, you're not growing spiritually. You got to feast on it. You got to pick it up. You got to read it. Peter urges us to desire that sincere milk of the Word. You know, before you become an adult, you got to have milk. Babies drink, they drink a lot of that, what do they call that stuff, Similac or whatever, that baby formula. But they got to have milk, folks, in order for them to get from one point to another. A lot of people have never developed their spiritual teeth to be able to chew on the meat of the Word of God because they don't read it enough, they don't go to church enough, they don't hear enough, they don't go to Sunday school enough, they don't go on Wednesday night to the prayer meetings, and they don't have enough time for God. But they got time for everything else out there. So they're spiritually discerned. They're missing something in their spiritual walk because they're starving to death. Peter told us in 2 Peter or 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, he says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. He's saying, have a thirst for the Word of God. Believe it or not, milk is more than just a drink. It's very nutritious. It's got calcium in it, helps build the bones, strengthen the bones, and so does the Word of God. It'll help strengthen those spiritual bones that you've got when you need to go out and you need to fight a battle. You know, when you go to battle, you gotta have a sword. And we'll get into that later about the Word of God being a sword. But I want us to understand the first thing we need to know is God's Word is essential for spiritual growth. And so many people think that all they gotta do is go to church on Sunday morning, and that's it. Don't have to go no more. Don't need to go back anymore. And throughout the week, you know, you go home, you lay your Bible down, you don't pick it back up, it's covered with dust. We get up Sunday morning, wipe off the dust, and go back to church. That's not enough. You're never going to know Jesus as we want you to know Him, as long as that's all you're getting out of God's Word. But when you go home, folks, Sunday afternoons, pick up the Word of God. After you take your nap, of course. We got to have that Baptist nap and that Baptist meal. So and that's okay, because we need those things because our body needs it. Because when your body's weak, so is your spirit. So make sure you take care of both. But I'm talking about your spirit today. And the third deduction I want us to see is that we must live, that believers need the Word of God for spiritual health. We must live a life that we're growing daily by feasting on the Word of God. Pick it up and read it. I don't care if it's a small devotional. We got them little Baptist bread back there. Those things are wonderful. Pick them up and read those things. They have got some really good stuff in there, and you can grow by just reading. It's just a passage of Scripture, and then one of the pastors or the ministers gives a little devotion on there that helps you to grow, and they're really good. Pick them up and read them. Take a minute. If nothing else, just read a few passages out of the book of Psalms, out of the book of Proverbs, anywhere in the Bible. I don't care where you open it up to. You can feed on the Word of God because it's pure and it's righteous and it's food and it's nutritious to you and it helps you to grow. But we must live in a life that we're growing daily. When you quit growing, folks, and God says, you know what? You're not getting any closer to me. He may snuff you out. It happens. Love the Lord Jesus Christ. Love His Word. Love to pick it up and read it. But when we are in a below normal state of health, we often get ill. When we don't take care of our bodies nutritional wise, we get sick. We do. You can't fight off sickness if you don't have proper nutrition. But our immune system is unable to fight off disease and germs that enter into our bodies if we're not feeding our body right. So what do you think happens to our spiritual life? It's the same thing. It's true with that. You can't fight off the evil of this world spiritually, folks, if you're not properly balanced in your spiritual nutrition, spiritual diet that you need to be feasting on. 2 Peter 1:3, Peter states that God's power has given us all things that relate to life and godliness. He says clearly in verses 3 and 4 both, he says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Now, how do you get to know Jesus? You know him through the Word of God. That's where you know Jesus. And that's our slogan up on the wall, to know him. Do you really want to know him? Then you're going to find that in the Word of God. He says, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Folks, you want to know what God's promised you? Pick up the Word of God. His promises are so sure and so true and so righteous. In a day and age that we live in today, when everything, you gotta watch your health. You know, there was a president's wife who said she was going to stop the amount of soft drinks that people can drink. They didn't want to have that 64-ounce drink no more. They wanted to break that down to like a 32-ounce and no more 64 ounces. If I want to drink 64 ounces of pop, ain't no woman going to tell me I can't. Plain and simple. If I want to pick up the Word of God and drink 64 ounces of God's Word, I will do it. I mean, and they try to limit us physically what you can and can't eat. Well, I can eat whatever I want to eat. That's entirely up to me, but I can overeat and kill myself as well. But there's got to be a balance. Same thing in God's Word. Sometimes God says just to be still and know that he is God. And sometimes that just means sit silently before God Almighty and try to meditate, not the way the world meditates, folks. Don't sit there with your legs crossed and do all the humming stuff. But just sit silently and meditate on the Word of God. Meditate on God's Word. Just think of a verse that really touches your heart and sit there and you dissect that in your mind and let that draw you closer and closer to Jesus and build you up spiritually and give you the strength that you need to have. Not just spiritual fat, but spiritual muscle. Take the fat that you get from reading the Word of God and then you build that up by taking it out and sharing it with somebody else. Exercise the Word of God, folks. Keep it in your life. That's important. But the Bible is food that we need for life, growth, health, and spiritual strength. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 14 says, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. So how did they overcome the wicked one? Because they knew the word of God. They knew the word of God. When the devil's fighting, folks, there's no place better to go than directly to the word of God. Take it to the Lord in prayer, yes. But also find the answers in the Word of God. That's important. So that Bible is the food that we need to grow on. There's a relationship between God's Word and spiritual strength. And we need to be deriving an abounding strength from the Word of God. We're committed to be strong in the Lord. In Ephesians 6:10, it says that. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And how is this realized? How do we realize that we have this? How do we realize to become strong in the Lord? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 18, which we're going through Ephesians on Sunday nights. We have been for a little while. And we still got a little ways to go. But anyway... That little while could be another 6 months. But anyway, there's so much in the Word of God, folks. I cannot give you enough out of the Word of God to help you to grow spiritually in just 30 minutes or an hour and a half each week. You got to give yourself into the Word of God. You got to work out your own strength in God's Word. If the doctor tells you need to lose weight, the doctor's not going to lose it for you. So look at me as your doctor. I can't help you build that weight you need spiritually, but I can tell you how to get it. Just a doctor can tell you, well, you need to go on this diet. I asked the doctor about my wife. I said, what do we need to do to help her with her problem? And he didn't want to say nothing. And I said, well, I said, is there a specific diet she needs to be on? Because I'm going to do whatever she does. And he wouldn't say nothing. He just kind of sat there. I said, how about a Mediterranean diet? That's it, he said. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. And I knew that one because the doctor told me, a few years ago, at your age, son, you need to be on a Mediterranean diet, which is good. I mean, it's a lot of olive oil, fish, those kind of things. But he wouldn't say until I said something. And you know, my doctor called me after I had my knees x-rayed and told me I had osteoarthritis in my knees, and he's trying to tell me, you know, I'm going to send this pill in for you. I said, would it help if I'd lose weight? Well, yeah, that would help. Well, then I'm going to do it, you know? So I'm telling you, folks, build up your strength. You need strength in this world to be able to fight against that evil devil. And we are in the last days, folks. I believe that with my whole heart. I read some stuff again this morning on some things regarding what's going on in our nation and how that we were warned over 70 years ago that socialism, that communism is coming into our nation. And folks, you know why it's coming to that point right now? Because we've sat by idly and God's people got sloppy in the Word of God. They've denied the Word of God. We've laid it aside. We let it be taken out of our public school systems, and we're not feeding our kids on the Word of God any longer. And as a result, look at our nation. We used to be a superpower, people. We're not a superpower no more. And when one of our presidents stands up and says, the United States of America is no longer a Christian nation. We're a nation of many gods. Folks, there's one God. There's one God, and that's the God of the Holy Bible. And that's the God that we're going to stand on at Abundant Life Baptist Church. I don't care what anybody says out there. We're going to stick to the Word of God, and we're going to get fat on the Word of God. And then we're going to take that fat and turn it into muscle, because we're going to exercise it. Because, folks, we got work to do, and we can't do it sitting in our pews. We can't do it sitting in the pews. And it's not going to happen unless we build ourselves up first in the Word of God. That's how you build up your faith, is through the Word of God. But folks, I'm tempted to visit every public school that I can think of and take my Bible in there and say, folks, you need to get this back in the school systems. It needs to get back in our school system. There was a time in America when this was the book that they taught everything out of. I mean, you want to talk about arithmetic? Go to the book of Numbers. It's in there. They'll teach you how to add, subtract, multiply. I mean, it's in the Word of God. Where do you think all education came from? Started in the Word of God. But then the education system, they pulled out the Word of God. Now they come up with their own things. I don't even know if 2 + 2 is 4 anymore. There's just all this new math. I don't understand all that stuff. But they're no longer teaching our kids. They're no longer educating our kids. And whose fault is that? It's because a bunch of lazy Christians got off of feeding on the Word of God, and they stood idly by, and they let some woman named Madeline O'Hara go into the school systems and yank out the Word of God, yank out prayer, take "In God We Trust" off of everything. And when we say the salute to the flag, you no longer can say "One Nation Under God." They say "One Nation," and they skip "Under God." Folks, it's not good. Our world's a mess. But there's a few distinctions that I want to mention briefly as well. But scientists tell us that a bird can go 9 days without food. A bird can go 9 days and not touch a bit of food. They say a man can go 12 days without food. A dog can go 20 days without food. A turtle can go 5 days without food. A snake, 800 days without food. That's something. They can swallow something and go 800 days without food. A fish, 1,000 days. Some insects, 1,200 days. But as believers, folks, I'm going to tell you, we can't afford to go one day without spiritual nutrition. We got to have it. We need spiritual nutrition. But a few distinctions about the Word of God. God's Bible is referred to, the Word of God is referred to as bread. We have already noted the Scripture. It tells us man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So it's referred to as bread. We got to remember that bread nourishes. It does. It gives you nourishment. A lot of doctors tell you don't eat bread. Well, I like bread. You know, we're bread eaters, plain and simple. shows. But we got to remember that we get some nutrition out of that as well. A lot of that's lack of exercise. But disciples were taught to pray. It says, give us this day our daily bread. And I think that's talking more about spiritual food as well. Lord, give me this day my spiritual bread. The Word of God is bread. It's considered bread. It's considered milk. We already looked at that. Peter exhorted us that as newborn babes, we should feast after milk. And then it's also looked at as, he described it that many ways, but then the Bible's looked at as meat as well. Meat, by definition, is composed essentially of muscle. And you know what? I'm not a vegetarian. Don't be a spiritual vegetarian, folks. I got to have meat when I eat, and I got to have meat from the Word of God. If you're just drinking milk all the time, you're still not getting the nutrition you need. So pick up the Word of God. Get into the meat of God's Word. If you don't know how to do that, talk to somebody. There's plenty of pastors around here and deacons that can pick up the Word of God and hopefully help you know where to go and how to feed yourself. But the more you feast on the Word of God, the stronger you're going to get spiritually. And the more you can stand up against that evil one. And if there's one thing this world needs today, folks, is people and like our church right here who can stand up in the face of the ugly world and say, we don't believe that. We're going to stand on the Word of God. God's Word is right. I'm feasting on God's Word. And you and that's how you build your strength to be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. Because there are a lot of them out there, folks. They're trying. Brother Joe mentioned it this morning about these transgender people. There's only two genders. There's a male and a female. There's not a half and half. That's crazy. And science, Joe said this morning, science even teaches that. The Word of God teaches it. Male and female made He both. He made a man and a woman. He didn't make a half and a half. That's a freak of nature, plain and simple. That's all that is. But God's Word, folks, it's meat, and we need to feast on that meat. And it's honey. God's Word is sweet, folks. Psalms 19:10 tells us, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb, speaking of the Word of God. And it goes on in Psalms 119:103, it says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Folks, we got to have a love for God's Word. You get it all right here. All the nutrition you need right out of the Word of God. Pick it up. Keep it in your life. Make it part of your life. So this morning, have you tasted the blessed Word of God? Do you know the Lord Jesus? Do you love the Lord Jesus? Do you have a hunger for God's Word? If you don't, you better back up and check yourself again. Check yourself again. Make sure you've got a hunger. Christians, are you spiritually nourished? Are you getting enough? I can't give it all to you, folks. I can stand up here every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Brother Dale Wednesday night, Brother Joe Sunday school. We can give you everything that God puts in our hearts, but unless you take it and you use it and you spend as much time with God's people as you possibly can. Joe said it this morning again. It's the fellowship you miss at church when you're not here. So take time for the daily bread, the pure milk, the strengthening meat that you need, and that sweet honey from God's Word. You're not going to find anything better, folks. Just do your best to live for the Lord. I've told you before, if you got breath in your lungs, God's not done with you. If you don't know what God has for you, ask Him, Lord, what do you want me to do? And He'll give you something to do. Believe me, He's looking for a lot of volunteers out there. And we're looking for people too, folks. So there's more to it than just warming your pew. Build up your strength in the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for Your precious and holy Word. Father, we can find strength. We get the milk from Your Word. We get the meat from Your Word. We get the bread from Your Word. And Father, we get that sweet, sweet taste of honey from Your Word, Father. Lord, help us to fall in love with Your Word, to be able to pick it up and find it harder to sit it down or lay it down than it is to pick it up, Father. Help us to find love for the Word of God, love for the Lord Jesus Christ, for love for Your Holy Spirit, Father. Lord, the only way revival is ever going to hit us, Father, is through Your Word. So we ask that You would open our understanding daily to it, Father. Help us to pick it up. Father, for those that could have been here this morning that chose not to be just because they chose not to be, Lord, convict their heart. For those, Father, that wanted to be and could not be, give them a special blessing. Father, for those who are listening on Facebook today, Lord, I pray, Lord, that You give them a special blessing. Help them to fall in love with the Word of God. That, Father, even more, to fall in love with Jesus, because we find Jesus throughout the Bible. From in the beginning to the last, amen, we find Your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to take the nutrition that we can get from the Word of God and to build up that spiritual muscle that we would be able to stand up against the evil one, Father. That's part of taking the sword of the Spirit, Father. That holy Word of God and being able to defend ourselves. And we get that through the shield of faith, Father, that comes by hearing the Word of God. And that don't mean just coming to church on Sunday mornings, Father, but just hearing it by picking it up and reading it. Help us to be a church, Father, who loves Christ, who walks according to Your Word, and that Jesus Christ is the center of all that we do. For it's in His name we pray. Amen.